extraordinary. Why, I've never seen anything like it. The government must have spent a fortune creating all of this.
They felt that it was worth the investment to undertake the project. Of course, our budget is too limited to create all known extinct species, so we bring to life only the higher creatures, the beautiful ones that were wantonly exterminated. I'm trying to make up for brutality and stupidity. You might say that man struck his creator every time he wiped out a branch of the animal kingdom.
Well, you have impressed me. Long extinct animals suddenly restored to life. My, what is that thing trotting around like a dainty battleship?
That is a rhinoceros. For now, they are contained in these small enclosures via moat and fields of energy. But in time, we will transfer them to larger paddocks that more closely resemble the habitats they once knew.
Such variety.
Quaggas, sea otters, passenger pigeons. That timid fellow peeking at us through the grass is a gorilla. And there is the dodo. Not beautiful, but very droll. And very helpless. My heart goes out to these creatures. Especially this one. She is one of my favorites.
That is a giraffe. I saw one in a picture book long ago. She has such gentle eyes. How? How have you done all of this?
I'll show you the recreation itself. But I should prepare you that it may be a little overwhelming at first. Come this way. Welcome to the nursery.
So many. So many tanks. Rows and rows of them.
We have nearly 100 of these tanks. You can see clearly through the windows of each and through the gelatin suspension within. For instance, these are African elephant embryos. We plan to grow a large herd and then release them on the new government preserve.
Such a radiant smile as you say that. You really love these animals, don't you?
I love all life. But come, let us continue the tour.
Tell me, where do you get the data for recreation?
Mostly from the skeletons and skins borrowed from the ancient museum. Also, excavated books and films that we succeeded in restoring and subsequently translating. Here. Look. See those huge eggs? The chicks of the giant moa are growing within them. And there, almost ready to be taken from the tank, are the tiger cubs. They'll be quite dangerous when grown, but will be confined to the preserve for safety.
Safety aside, one wonders if it's ethical to bring back a dangerous creature.
One wonders, indeed.
And what about this tank? Just one? But the other specimens were all in pairs. What is it?
Poor little thing. It will be so alone, but I shall give it all the love I have.
Is it really so dangerous as to live in isolation? Worse than elephants, tigers, bears?
I had to get special permission to grow this one.
Are you telling me that this is... You wouldn't dare. Are you insane? Then you're telling me this must be a...
Yes. It's a man.
There's droplets gathering in the air. They form the clouds, then fall down from the sky. Where they land is driven fair by winds and forces they cannot deny. Yet if they could choose where they flew, where to rest, where to lie. Would they aim to be with you? Or away would they fly?
What about you? Just staying in town? You get yourself sorted?
Can't afford London on an army pension.
I don't know. Get a flat share or something?
Come on. Who'd want me for a flatmate? What?
Well, you're the second person to say that to me today.
Who's the first?
This blog is the story of two men and their frankly ridiculous adventures. Of murder, mystery, and mayhem.
Did you want B. Baker Street? A man is sitting in his chair. He says his mind is like an attic with only so much room to spare.
Ladies and gentlemen, I invite you to consider this: a murderer who can walk through walls, a weapon that can vanish.
No, no! Of course he's not the boy's father! Look at the turn-ups on his jeans!
The thinking strings of violins reveal the mind behind the face. Demon hound is prowling round the killer's loose, he's giving chase. What's it like in your funny little brains? Oh yeah.
There's a margin of error, but I'm pretty sure this is 7:47. We're looking for tomorrow at 6:30 in the evening for Baltimore. Apparently it's going to save the world. I'm not sure how that can be true, but give me a minute in case for 8 seconds.
Observation, information, seeking answers at the scene. A rotting corpse relating details only its dead eyes have seen.
Tray napkin, use the mop up the spilled coffee, straight to the stain, shows that you didn't take milk, traces of ketchup on it from your lips and your sleeve. Girl, wrote her phone number down on the napkin, I could tell from the angle she wrote and that you sat across from you on the other side of the arm. Am I on?
The friction of an old addiction balances a brilliant mind, deciphering a cipher neither he nor others hope to find.
How long have I known him? We met twice, 5 minutes in total. I pulled a gun, he tried to blow me up. I felt we had a special something. But I know the victim was an excellent sportsman, recently returned from foreign travel, and the photographs I'm looking for are in this room.
Come on, John, the game is on. The woman's gone bad in his head. The final bow he's taken now. Is it a con or is he dead?
Brilliant.
Really?
No. Next!
And now, the all-new Jesse Bishop Mysteries.
Ricky, I think Travis is missing.
Jesse, this is my house.
Oh, hey Travis. Wait, where's Ricky then?
I'm right here, Jesse.
Oh, hey Ricky.
Tune in next week to watch Jesse unravel another mystery.
Oh no, my keys are missing! Oh, here they are.
The new Jesse Bishop Mysteries. Brought to you by The Future.
I firmly believe that before many centuries more, science will be the master of man. The engines he will have invented will be beyond his strength to control. Someday science will have the existence of mankind in its power, and the human race commits suicide by blowing up the world.
Thank you, thank you. That was Henry Adams and his little wooden friend, Blockhead. Aren't they terrific? Though I think the dummy's the only one who's supposed to be moving his lips, Henry. Maybe you should get into politics. Up next, we invite a new act to the vaudeville stage, direct from Chardon, Ohio. Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a big hand for the Corn Tones.
If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I? Why can't I?
Wonderful, wonderful. Oh, short, sweet, and they even passed out in sync. Just work on your breathing, boys. But don't go anywhere, folks. You don't want to miss the next act on the bill. You paid a nickel for the show, and you're going to get your money's worth. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Little Teddy Swindle and his trained singing LP.
Of distraction, or at least it used to be, till I met a certain she. Now my plans are all at sea, 'cause she's the main attraction. Shop just a year or so ago. She trained me and she taught me all the things I'd need to know. But now I'm so distracted, 'cause I see her every day. My work can wait, I'll take a break and let my fancy stray. 'Cause now I'm putting the world on hold for Tammy. Smugly, bubbly, doubly, lovely Tammy. Sweet as a bag of cotton candy. I only sleep so I can dream of you. If you were a song, you'd win a Grammy. I'm hoping and I'm wishing that you'll have me. This feeling is so uncanny, I'd better get off my fanny and set about to winning you. The trials and tribulations of a single man are few, but I can't pay my student loans and don't know what to do. Seems trouble's got my number, he won't let me get ahead. Instead of picking up, I'll make another call instead. And now I'm putting the world on hold for Tammy. Got a comfy sweater and a good book handy. Beautiful girls like Orphan Annie. Gladly, madly, I'm in love with you. I know that it sounds a little hammy, as I keep finding words to rhyme with Tammy. No need to be namby-pamby, I think that you're fine and dandy. The world's on hold till I have you. The future waits for no man, and I guess that's true for me. It's time for me to spread my wings and see what I can be. A job's lined up with better pay, guess I should get to packing. The jackpot's hit, but I'll admit one benefit is lacking. Because I'm putting the world on hold for Tammy. Night and day my thoughts are filled with Tammy. Beauty in every nook and cranny. All the things that make you who you are. A man and a woman make a family. And we'll go honeymooning in Miami. Imagining all that can be. I hope that you understand me. The world's on hold till I have you. This ought to be a no-brainer. Don't know how to make it plainer.
I could have just bought you flowers, cause writing this song took hours. I'm hoping the words will sell you, cause I'm kind of afraid to tell you. The world's on hold till I win you.
The autumn months slowly begin to yield to the oppressive cold of winter. This is a time of preparation. Here we see the rare banded Kevus. He is gathering bedding and nourishment for the long winter ahead. He is keen on flannel and sweets. The adult male Kevus will put on an amazing 15 pounds in the weeks ahead, primarily by consuming Little Debbie's and burrowing into a corner of the couch. This to the great consternation of his wife, who recommends instead that he get up and shovel the driveway. Exhausted from his labors, this curious creature lies on public sidewalks to warm himself before the neighbors call the police and make him get up and go inside. Still other creatures migrate to warmer climes during the winter months using an incredible built-in navigation system.
You have arrived at your destination.
And still others fly across vast oceans. To far distant lands.
The love of field and coppice, of green and shaded lanes, of ordered woods and gardens is running in your veins. Strong love of gray-blue distance, brown streams and soft dim sky. I know, but cannot share it. My love is otherwise. I love a sunburnt country, a land of sweeping plains, of ragged mountain ranges, of droughts and flooding rain. I love her far horizons. I love her jewel sea, her beauty and her terror, the wide brown land for me. An opal-hotted country, a willful, lavish land. All you who have not loved her, you will not understand. Though earth holds many splendors, wherever I may die, I know to what brown country my homing thoughts will fly.
Well, where is he? Hi, Brother Bulger.
Whoa!
Oh, my.
There go the territories again.
Are you okay?
Why, did I scare you?
No, not really. I have been pretty desensitized by today's entertainment.
Oh. Now, where was I going?
I don't know, but you looked very determined. While you're here, do you know where Brother Baum is? I have to give him my auxiliary pioneer application.
You're pioneering?
30 hours.
Why, that's wonderful.
Are you going to sign up?
Oh, I couldn't do that.
But why not?
Well, I wouldn't know what to say to people at the door.
Oh, that's easy. You just say whatever's on your mind.
No, not much going on up there. Oh, I just wish I was better at talking with people.
Don't you use the sample presentations?
Oh, I try, but I usually forget what it is as soon as someone opens the door.
Well, why not put things in your own words?
My own words?
Sure. Just imagine what you could do.
Do? Why, I'd be placing conversations with folks from every nation, with Greeks and Poles and Kurds. I'd regale Parmacoppers, dodging conversation stoppers if I only had the words. I'd have quite a presentation, they'd listen in elation in the cities and the burbs. I could answer people's questions, making scriptural suggestions if I only had the words. Like Wayne, I would explain just where Cain got a wife. I'd show people how a book could change their life, and I'd be sharper than a knife. I'd speak up and take my chances, 'cause honestly my stance is the system's for the birds. I'd talk to anyone who'd listen, even guys whose shirts are missing, if I only had the words.
Wow, so you just improvised a song out of nowhere, but you're afraid to improvise a conversation?
So much.
Well, maybe we could work together Saturday. You could help me with my service time, and I could help you figure out what to say.
Oh, would you? That would be wonderful, Ginger.
Now, if we could just find Brother Baum. Oh, there's Brother Haley. Maybe he's seen him. Hi, Brother Haley. What'd he say?
Sounded like oil can.
Now, why would I say oil can?
Maybe you're a firm believer.
I'm gonna walk away now.
Wait! Better let me do the talking. Have you seen Brother Baum? I need to give him this.
What is it?
My Auxiliary Pioneer application.
Oh, that's great. Great.
Are you turning in one for next month?
Not me.
But why not?
I don't really relate well to humans.
What do you mean?
I mean, sometimes I just feel like I'm on the sidelines of the human race. Unplugged, turned off, and dropped out. An actor without a motivation. Agape absentis. I just wish my heart was more into my ministry.
Would it help if you sang about it?
It sure would. It's just that sometimes I think if I had more heart, I could find my motivation, fulfill my obligation, stand up and do my part. Oh, my ears, I'd be bending to the neighbors I'm befriending if I only had the heart. Loyal love and fellow feeling would make me more appealing to folks right at the start. With excitement, I'd be shivering while my lower lip was quivering if I only had the heart. Much more than just a chore, I'd go out for the day, helping people see that there's a better way, while keeping sleepiness at bay.
Starbucks.
I'd be lousy with a gappy while serving up the happy to people a la carte. More than just a chatty Cathy, I'd show genuine empathy if I only had the heart.
That was wonderful. Ooh, good idea. We're planning on getting a group together for service this weekend, and I don't see any reason why you couldn't come with us.
You think that would help me?
Sure. Helping me with my hours would be a loving thing to do. And we'll have such a fun morning, it's bound to rub off on you.
Well, I do like working with you both. Okay.
All right.
Well, I've got a territory.
And I've got a minivan. So I guess I'm driving.
Now, if we could just find a sister to balance things out... Sister Lar, over here. It's Ginger. This is perfect. We were just saying we needed a sister to come out with us in service on Saturday.
Oh, how nice.
I'm signing up to Auxiliary Pioneer next month, and I could really use help getting in my time.
Hold on. You're Auxiliary Pioneering? But you're so young. Aren't you kind of scared?
A little, but I'm not going to let that hold me back. What about you? Are you going to turn in an application?
Me? You're kidding, right?
Of course not. You should really do it.
Shh. Not so loud. Brother Baum is right over there.
Oh, good. I was looking for him anyways. But seriously, what's one good reason you couldn't pioneer?
I'll give you two. Me and doors.
What?
You don't know what it's like. I shake so much I can barely hold the magazines. And forget about being able to get the words out of my mouth. The minute I leave the car, I lose my nerve. Oh, what I wouldn't give for some boldness.
Yes?
Yes?
Go on.
Oh, if I were bolder. Just think of what I could do. I'd imagine my succeeding while practicing my greeting as we pulled up at the curb. I would knock so folks could hear me standing straight and speaking clearly if I only had the nerve. Kozlowski said there's nothing to it. You just shut up and do it. Stay active as a verb. I'd apply Bible counsel, trounce Goliath by the townful if I only had the nerve. Like Bob, I'd have the job of hobnobbing at doors, showing people things they've never seen before, all on JW.org. Never miss a chance to plug the website. With no looming sense of danger, I'd offer to each stranger the chance that they deserve. I'd tackle any sir or madam, say, here I am, so let me at 'em. If I only had the nerve.
Wow, you just sang in front of a room full of people by yourself. That's incredible. Maybe you've got more courage than you give yourself credit for.
Well, I don't know.
I'll tell you what, if you keep me company at the doors, then I'll do the talking. And since you know more than I do, maybe you can help me out if I get into trouble.
You have such a good way of putting things.
And you're a lot more compassionate than I am.
See? You'll help all of us. Please?
Please?
Oh, won't you?
Well, okay.
All right. Well, now we've got a car group.
Oh, joy. Rapture.
Oh, look. Here comes Brother Baum.
Great. This is for you.
An auxiliary pioneer application. Good for you, Sister Willing. You're such an encouragement to the rest of us. I'll get this approved right away. Would the rest of you like an application, too?
Well, we were just talking about that, Brother Baum. You see, my friends aren't very sure that they could do it. Brother Bolger doesn't know what to say most of the time. Brother Haley doesn't think he's loving enough to make a difference. And Sister Lar gets really nervous at doors.
You friends might not be giving yourselves enough credit. Brother Bolger, you worry that you won't know what to say. But you've got something more than words. You've got the desire to speak to people. That desire comes from the heart, and speaking from the heart will make you more natural. And the more natural you are, the easier the words will come. Think it over. Here's an application for next month in case you change your mind.
Oh, that's awfully kind of you. I'm not bright about doing things, but, well, I'll think it over.
Brother Haley, you worry that your heart's not in it, that love isn't motivating you as much as you'd like. But you've got something else that's just as important, humility. It's in short supply these days, but you're loaded with it. The most loving person in the world isn't much use to Jehovah if they're not humble enough to serve others, and the more you're out in the ministry, the more you'll develop fellow feeling. Why, this isn't an application, it's a promissory note. You can cash it in next month for the motivation you've been looking for.
Gosh, I don't know what to say. I feel like I'm beginning to widen out already. Thanks.
Sister Law, you're fearful. You think that boldness will cure you, but there's another antidote for fear, love. And you're one of the most loving people I know, always offering to help the friends whenever you can. If you could just learn to see the people in the territory the same way, your love for them will move you to action. They need your help even if they don't know they do. This isn't an application, sister. It's a license to be bold.
I'm speechless. I never thought of it like that. Those poor people.
If you dear friends just make the effort and give Jehovah something to bless, you'll be amazed at what he can do with you. Ah, I just spotted the speaker. I'll talk to you all later.
Goodbye, Brother Baum.
Goodbye.
This is wonderful. Now I really can't wait for service this weekend.
Oh, me too.
I can't remember ever being so excited for the ministry.
My palms are sweating already.
It'll be okay. This is going to be so much fun.
And you can pick where we can stop for break.
Till Saturday?
Till Saturday.
This will be great, helping people, making new friends, and serving Jehovah all at the same time. Oh, there really is no place like the ministry.
Black
flatulence jokes erupt after debut of Edgar Allan Poe's latest. The playwright aired out another stinker this week on Broadway. The Telltale Fart, the long-awaited follow-up to The Odors in the Rue Morgue and The Smell of the House of Usher, met a lukewarm reception as theater owners opened windows in an attempt to get rid of it. The biggest turd to hit Broadway since Rent. Rolling Stone's B.O. Problem calls the playwright's latest a real gas, while Variety's malodorous quips, "Nothing funny about this work, but the smell." Free air freshener and Vicks with paid admission for 11.
The Bible is full of names that are not particularly used anymore. Unusual names like Nun, Hurai, Ono, and so on. The types of names that could very easily be misunderstood in a contemporary conversation. You might even end up with a biblical who's on first of sorts. Perhaps it would be more apropos to refer to it as a Jehu's on first. Now let's pull back the curtain on history and look in on the court of an anonymous eponymous Egyptian pharaoh, circa 1500 BCE.
O mighty Pharaoh, lord of the city of Naph, potent of arm, living forever, life, prosperity, health, two men, Theo and Phil, request potentially comedic audience with you as they present the Jehu's on First skit.
Bring them before me!
Deuteronomy, the most excellent Theophilus.
Oh man, I totally forgot your name.
I'll give you a hint. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Eliphala.
Eliphala who?
Exactly.
Hey, hey, did you forget to bathe?
Why, do I smell funny?
Funny? You smell hilarious. No one's laughing. You said this stuff was supposed to be dynamite.
I'm not the one who made us a stench before Pharaoh and his officials last time we played Memphis.
All right, quiet. Let's just do the Joshua bit.
The Joshua bit? Oh, holy bama. Gird your loins, brother. Things are about to get bumpy.
Hey, Phil, who's your favorite Bible character?
I'd have to say Joshua, despite his reputation for being judgmental.
What do you mean?
Three words. Joshua judges Ruth.
I know we're still in the Old Testament, but let me ask you a question. Did Joshua have parents?
Yep, Joshua was the son of Nun.
So he had no parents?
Sure he had parents, he was the son of Nun.
His mother was a nun?
No, his father was.
I thought nuns were women.
They are, but his father was a nun too.
A male nun?
Right.
So his parents were a couple of nuns?
No, just his dad.
So what was his mom?
None can say, when he comes back in the resurrection.
Hey, I noticed you're more tan than the last time I saw you. Did you just get back from somewhere?
From roving about the earth and walking about in it.
Vacation?
Vacation.
May I ask you where you went?
No, May I went with me, and several others.
Lot went then, huh?
No, Lot couldn't make it, but he let us use his timeshare.
Funny. Would you please tell me where you went for vacation?
Sure.
Okay. Are you gonna tell me where you went?
Sure.
When?
Last week. You must have read about the place. It's a new development.
Okay.
In the Middle East.
Are we playing 20 questions?
No.
Would you just tell me then?
Tell you what?
Where you went last week.
Sure.
Sure?
Positive. I mean, I was right there with me. Sorry I didn't send you a postcard.
Okay. Well, did your wife go with you this year?
Nah, I was gonna meet her there. She had to go early for a business thing.
By herself?
No, she went with her.
Who went with her?
My wife.
Your wife went with her?
Yes.
So she went by herself?
No, her went with her.
Your wife went with your wife?
No, look. My wife went to Shur, and her went with her. Actually, no. Come to think of it, none went.
Wait, so now no one went?
No, none did.
So she, her, and none went.
Right.
Gee, who could have gone?
No, gee, who couldn't make it?
Well, anyways, your wife's a good sister.
She's not my sister.
You told me she was.
No, that was only because I was in fear of the Egyptians.
Oh, well, your sister is like a mare among the chariots of Pharaoh.
That's my Hogla. It's a really misleading name.
She's somehow less appealing. but I can see how she caught your eye.
She never tried to catch your eye.
My eye?
No, look, my sister never tried to catch your eye. She wanted to go with her favorite person second to Nun, but he got sick. Jihu could have gone, but he didn't buy a ticket in time. So in the end, she and Nun went without her.
You're just going to Babylon, aren't you?
No, Babylon was last year.
Oh, man.
But next year, we're going to take a nice long vacation together.
Are you going to let her choose where you go?
No, her's not coming. Just my sister and I.
So what's your sister going to choose?
I am.
You are?
No, she is.
She is?
Yes.
So what's your sister going to choose?
I am.
I am the city?
No, I am the walrus. Of course I am the city.
Where is that?
The Middle East.
Minnesota.
No, no, that's the Middle West. This is the Middle East.
Tokyo.
Too far east. Besides, that one guy's in Tokyo.
Oh, you mean...
Oh, no. They say he's got to go. Go, go.
Barzillai.
Woo! He's a kaiju.
Well, I didn't think she was a girl Jew.
Hey,
isn't Mount Carmel in the Middle East?
It was.
What do you mean?
My sister and I went there 2 years ago.
How was it?
Delicious!
Carmel.
Get it?
Man.
Hey, cheer up. Look. I has you Iris.
Okay, see ya.
I'll see your Sia and raise you an Omer.
An Omer of what?
An Omer of a lonely heart!
Get out of my sight! Get out! Get out!
This is the last time I let you write on
that
material.
Stuff was gold.
Can't believe I don't know what's it.
Of Borneo. Enjoy your visit.
Look, Rami, a guinea pig!
It's actually known as the water pig. It comes from two Greek words meaning water and pig.
Oh, did you hear that, honey?
It's called a capybara, also known as the master of the grasses.
Wow, that's really interesting.
How many teeth do you have?
Excuse me?
The capybara has 20.
Oh.
Yeah, it's also got a backbone. Many people don't know that. Chordata. The phylum.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. They invaded America through Panama over an isthmus. Gesundheit. No, an isthmus is a piece of land that is surrounded by water on three sides.
That's actually called a peninsula. We learned in school.
How many daddies do you have?
What?
These animals practice alloparenting. Do you know what that means?
That they're cute?
Well, if you think scurvy is cute. You know, they're also coprophagous. That means they eat their own feces.
I'm sorry, sir, but I would really appreciate it if you didn't... What are you doing?
Just preserving a moment of your life that is now gone forever.
I didn't say you could take my picture.
I know! The best photos aren't staged beforehand, like this one.
It's capybara being swallowed by an anaconda.
That's gross! What's wrong with you?
Can we go?
Come on, sweetheart. Let's go look at the orangutans.
Well, that was rude.
Hey.
Surprise. You're probably wondering why I'm carrying around a potato in my pocket.
I didn't know you had a potato in your pocket.
I don't. As you can see, I'm holding it.
I don't think you're supposed to have food in here.
Oh, it's not for me. It's for Tim.
Who's Tim?
The capybara.
Hey, you just threw a potato at that little beaver thing.
It's actually a species of rodent, and I didn't throw it at him. I threw it to him. We have an understanding.
You're not allowed to feed the animals.
It's okay. They eat baked potatoes in the wild.
It doesn't matter. The science says not to feed them. It's for their protection.
I do protect them. I've been a member of the WWF for 10 years. Have you?
No, but I'm a zoo member and...
Where did you get your jacket?
What?
I noticed that your jacket isn't synthetic.
No, it's leather.
You know you're wearing someone else's family. That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing.
You got problems.
You know capybaras establish social hierarchy by play fighting and mock copulations?
What?
Wanna play fight?
What's wrong with this guy?
Come on, honey. Let's go look at the orangutans.
You got problems.
People are just unbelievable.
Oh, cool. Nutria.
Well, maybe if this were the Arno and we were in Italy, but even then you'd be incorrect.
Okay, then what is it?
Sometimes it's hard being the only sane one in the room.
You had your chance at the cotillion, you... Come on, don't you have a heart? You don't want these animals to depart. Forget the X Factor and the top 10 singing chart. Look at the most endangered animals and the poison dart. The Yama leopard, Siberian tiger and polar bear. They're so gorgeous, it is just not bear. If I say their Latin names, will you listen more? Oh, Louis, please don't say this is a bore. Komodo dragon, by the way. Why does man have to take them all away? Man, you're such a fool. Snakes, kinderlei for handbags. That is just not cool. Please listen to my passion. Although it may not be in fashion. I cannot sing it. You might laugh. I cannot dance. You'd say that I was daft. But I am 7, and I want these animals to last.
I have heard talk and talk, but nothing is done. Good words do not last long unless they amount to something. Words do not pay for my dead people. They do not pay for my country. They do not protect my father's grave. Good words do not give me back my children. Good words not give my people good health, stop them from dying. I am tired of talk that comes to nothing. It makes my heart sick when I remember all the good words and all the broken promises. If the white man wants to live in peace with the Indian, he can live in peace. There need be no trouble. Treat all men alike. Give them all the same law. Give them all an even chance to live and grow. You might as well expect the rivers to run backward as that any man who was born a free man should be contented when penned up and denied liberty to go where he pleases. We only ask an even chance to live as other men live. We ask to be recognized as men. Let me be a free man, free to travel, free to stop, free to work, free to choose my own teachers, free to follow the religion of my fathers, free to think and talk and act for myself.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Mere last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clowns. Quick, send in the clowns. Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. And where are the clowns? Quick, send in the clowns.